This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Musa alayhi salam now is heading back to Egypt. As I mentioned in the last session before, he sees his brother Harun. I was asked, how did Harun receive revelation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not speak to Harun the way he spoke to Musa. It's different. Harun alayhi salam, he had wahi like any other prophet through whom? Through Jibreel alayhi salam. And something that makes Musa alayhi salam at another level. And there's nothing wrong. وَتِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Allah says we love, we believe in all prophets, but not all prophets are the same. Musa alayhi salam is at a higher level. He's one of the top five Allah has ever sent, alayhi salam, ajma'in. So now he's going to the palace of Fir'aun. And Fir'aun is very like surprised that you made it. What's going on here? And now Fir'aun, along with the chiefs and the advisor around him, they want to hear what brought you here. So what does he say, the first thing? What do you guys think? Say in English. It's okay. I said it several times before. Huh? What do you think the first thing he will say to him? Besides, أهلا وسهلا وصباح الخير, whatever. Besides that, beyond that. Go ahead. أحسنت, may Allah bless you, protect you. إني رسول من رب العالمين. على طول, right away. I don't want nothing like unclear. Why am I here? Why? Very clear. I remember one time someone sent a message, very long message, very long. At the end, it was a question that didn't make much sense. I'll share with you something really quick. I had a brother that came to me, true story, in a conference. I'm not in Michigan. He said, "Akhi, I'm so nervous, I'm so concerned, I'm so worried." Tab ish malik? And he's so anxious. Tal, what's wrong? I had the time, so he said, "Listen, I know it might sound silly, but okay, I have my mom and I have my wife. Taim, I feel you now. What's going on?" Right? Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless our in-law. Say ameen. Wallah, it's a ni'mah from Allah. All right, so then he said, "To whom should I open the door first?" Genuine, the guy's stressed out. Wallah, we're smiling. May Allah bless him, ya Rab. But he was like stressed out. Who do I open the door for first? Do I open it for my wife or do I open it for my mom? I said, "Chuf, I'm not going to tell you it's not black and white. I don't know how your mom behaves. I don't know how your wife behaves. Maybe your mom doesn't care. Maybe your wife, that's a big deal." You try to reconcile. He's like, "Yeah, akhi, but you have to help me out. Like, this is serious." I said, "Okay, how long have you been married for?" He said, "No, I'm still single." I was like, "Allah khair." I thought it was a joke. You're serious? He's like, "Yeah." So I'm like, "Ya akhi, tazawwaj." Then maybe next conference you ask me, inshallah, you will know what to do, inshallah. So sometimes we do these things at the end, you just say something like, "Tab, you should have told me from the beginning." I remember, last one here, just to give you a feel of what's this message is so important. You have a da'wah booth, you give da'wah. It's very clear. Man, don't waste people's time sometimes. I remember I was sitting in a gathering, and there was a CEO of a big, big company, probably all of you know the company. I did not know at that time. So I was sitting, and they said, "This is so-and-so." So I said, "Hi," whatever. Okay, I respected the admission. Hi. After the event finished, I gave my speech, and then the guy was driving me. He's like, "Brother Majid, I introduced you to the brother. Do you not know who he is?" I said, "No." He said, "He's the CEO of such and such." I'm like, "Now you tell me about the event?" After the event is done, you tell me, give me a sign. Nothing like I would have changed my respect to him, but maybe I would have learned from him more. I would ask him questions. Are you hiring? Whatever the case may be. Right? And he's the one, like, I'm the keynote speaker for that event. So my point is that being very clear in your message. Be very wadih and clear. So Musa alayhi salam is, "Ya Fir'aun, inni rasulun min rabbil alameen." I'm a messenger from the Lord of all beings. So obviously he's showing him adab, ihtiram, respect. And this indicates that I would appreciate if you were to trust me and follow me. I'm the messenger of God. The other thing, what's the other message? "An arsil ma'ana bani Israel." Please, I'm here requesting that you would surrender the children of Israel to us. That's the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa wants to speak. Fir'aun interrupts. He said, "Alam nurabbika fina walida walabithta fina min umurika sinin." Stop. Relax. Rasulun Rabbil Alameen. Arsil ma'ana bani Israel. Send. Do you know where you came from? You know, you forgot which house protected you, housed you, fed you, clothed you, educated you? Did you forget all the years? Sineen. وَفَعَلْتَ فَعَلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ. And you did the crime which we all know what you did. وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. How ungrateful you are. You're coming to change the religion of the land. You know really well who's God here. I am God. مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِي. He's telling the advisors, everyone, I'm the Lord, yes? There's no God except me. You're trying to change the land and trying to take my servers away from me? Musa alayhi salam addresses the crime part, then the taking care of him part. He says, as for the crime, فَعَلْتُهَا إِذَنْ. I admit, أَنَا عَمَلْتَ. I did kill the person. Then he says, وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. I did not know better. I thought me pushing him would just push him. P-U-S-H. That's it. I never knew it would kill him. And by the way, you're criticizing me. How can I be a prophet while I killed someone? My prophethood came after the incident. Then he says, فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّ خِفْتُكُمْ. And I ran away from you when I was scared from you because I know you wouldn't judge fairly. لَنْ تَحْكُمْ بِالْعَدْلِ. So I ran away from my life. Then Allah gave me hukman wa ja'alani min al-mursaleen. That's one. As for the first thing that you said about, did we not raise you? He says, وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيْ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. You're telling me, we honored you, we fed you. If it wasn't that you were killing my family, my mom would have never put me in a box and come here to your house. So what do you mean I took care of you? Just for example. We have a lot of refugees from Afghanistan that came to Michigan. May Allah make us all be able to help them in any way possible. It's like, for example, the American government tells the Afghani people who came to West Michigan and even, I think, around the Ann Arbor area, Wallahu A'lam, and they're telling them, we brought you to this country. We accepted your refugee applications. Well, if you didn't bomb my country, I would have never had to come to you. So that's what Musa is saying, like, I did this to you and I fed you. Habib, you killed my family. Many siblings and cousins are dead because of you, and that's how I came to you. So what does Fir'aun does? Okay. Anyhow, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Okay, let's go back to your conversation. Who's the Lord of all beings? In Haraj, he got embarrassed. He couldn't respond. He smoked him. Khalas. Okay, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Okay, just tell me about the God, that is, whatever. Tell me more. He said, رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ. The Lord I'm talking about, the one who sent me, is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and what's in between. And this is very obvious and clear if you just look around in kuntum muqineen. It doesn't take much to agree that there's a creator. Sahulillah, agree all of us, inshallah. Whether someone is Muslim or not Muslim, you have to agree. If you have logic and sanity, wa yaqeen and certainty, there's someone who set up the tripod, there's someone who painted this wonderful painting, there's someone who placed this mic right here. It's common sense. So he's in kuntum muqineen. So Fir'aun interrupts again. في قلت أدب, disrespect. So he tells his people, أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. Did you just hear what this guy is saying? Did you guys actually hear the words coming out of this guy's mouth? Because he's showing that this doesn't make any sense. So Musa does not stop. He goes to the next statement. He says, قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. My Lord is the Lord of yours and your forefathers. Then he said this, why? To show something. If Fir'aun says he's God, who was God before he came? Very simple. رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ أَبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَأَبُوْ أَبُوكُ. So then Fir'aun gets a bit angry, but he still does not talk to who? Musa. He's talking to his advisors, the chiefs around him. He says, إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمْ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ. هَذَا مَجْنُونَ رَزْمِي. This guy is nuts. What do you mean the Lord of our fathers and forefathers? It doesn't make any sense. Then Musa goes for the third one. قَالَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. He says, the Lord of the East and the Lord of the West. إِنْتَ حَدَّكْ مَصْر. Your lordship is Egypt. I'm talking, my Lord is the Lord of the East, West, and Egypt. If you had any sense. So then Fir'aun, he was talking to the chief, صح? Then all of a sudden he looked at Musa. He says, لَئِنِ اتَّخَذْتَ إِلَهًا غَيْرِي لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُنِينَ. That's it. He just changed everything. He looked at Musa. You say one more thing like that against me, you choose any god other than me, I will take you to prison. Just like the Fir'auns of today, sijin. Lock you up, and you don't leave unless it's under the grave. And that's if they even bury them sometimes. May Allah protect us, Ya Rab. You open your mouth one more time, you will be done forever. Nasyan mansiyan. No one will know about you. And you know exactly what happens in my prison. So what will Musa do? أَوْلَوْجِئْتُكَ. What if I show you a sign? Remember what Allah said? If things are needed, show the sign. What if I give you proof? أَوْلَجِئْتُكَ بِشَيْءٍ مُبِينٍ. If I show you proof that I'm a prophet of God, and the one who sent me is رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, will you give me a shot? Can I express that, show that to you? قَالَ فَأْتِ بِهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Go for it. He's like, okay. So he got his staff, and he dropped it. فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ. What's the word after that, مُهِمَّة? مُبِينٌ. Allah says it turned into a massive snake. Possibly, wallahu a'lam, bigger than the snake the first time he saw it. ثُعْبَان, مُبِين. What does مُبِين? And everybody saw this. No one had to do this. Like, what's happening there? No, مُبِين. Yeah, ساتر. It's huge. And it's moving right and left. And wallahi, one wonders. If Musa ran away, would it turn to a snake? What did Fir'aun do? Did he jump on his thing? He's like, ya jama'ah, take it away from me. Right, Fir'aun, Rabbul Alameen, you're the God that you think, he's terrified. What did he do next? وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ. Then he took his hand out. He's known to be very dark skin. It became white, flawless, not as a sickness, flashing light. بَيْضَاء لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. This is unbelievable. He put it back, the light is gone. Now, why is this very effective to them? One of the wisdoms behind it is that the Egyptians were known to be excellent at the mummification process. كيف المميا. They used to spend so much money, so much time. Mummification was all over the nation, the world. But the Egyptians, you look in the history, they were the elite at doing it, preserving the body, taking the moisture out of the body, and preserve it. And they only do it to the high elite royal family members. So for them to see a man doing this flashlight, perfect, shining, glowing, nothing in here, back and forth, the scientists, the genius amongst them, they know this is not normal. It takes us years to preserve, change the skin color, and so on. And he's just doing it just like that. And the magicians are shocked because, how did he do this? So every miracle Musa had is perfect for the time. Let me test you really quick, if you don't mind. What was the miracle of Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salam? Huh? One of the things that he used to cure those who are? Say it again. He used to heal the sick. Ahsanti. May Allah protect you and heal those who are sick. Say ameen. كان عنده قدرة في الشفاء المرضى. He used to be able to cure those who are sick. So what does this tell you? What Isa ibn Maryam's era was known to have a lot of medical doctors. So his miracle, it may be abstract to you when I say, what does the staff, what does the hand has to do with today? Today it's abstract, but at that time it was very, very relevant. You see how, inshallah, the connection is clear? So then when he did this, Fir'aun spoke to the people around. قَالَ لِلْمَلِئِ حَوْلَهُ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ لَا دَمْ شْقَلِيلَ. This guy's a big shot. Whoa, well, 10 years. You're something else now. You're into magic and not any magic. سَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ عَلِّمْ. Okay, no problem. So then he tells the people around him, يُرِيدُ أَن يُخْرِجَكُم مِّنْ أَرْضِكُمْ. What Musa wants is to kick you out of your land بِسِحْرَ, using his magic. فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُونَ. So now Fir'aun is seeing his people affected. So he asks them, what do you guys think we should do now? Okay, this is getting pretty tough on me. Any assistance? Right? جَزَانِ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. Almost, that's how kufr he has. He says, مَعَلِمْتُ إِلَيْكُم مِّنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِ. He's saying, I'm God, but now he's asking for help. And a God never asked for help. May Allah protect us, Ya Rab. So they say a plan. They say, أَرْجِهْ وَأَخَاهْ. And don't touch him. خَلِّي. Let him and his brother Harun. What do you want? This is our proposal, Fir'aun. Choose a time and a place where we can get the top magician, a Sahara, in all of Misr. We bring them and we make a battle, a fight between our magicians and Musa and Harun. One-on-one. What do you guys think? Two groups. Fir'aun loves it. He said, we'll go for it. He goes to Musa. Musa, tell us the time and day that works for you with no confliction between us in terms of time and schedule. He said, Yawm al-Zina. The day of the festival. They had an Eid. They had an annual Eid where no one works. Everybody's off. That's what Musa wants. I want that day. And I want it to be during the day. Sunlight, very clear. Perfect. We're in. Fir'aun agrees, Musa agrees, alayhi salam, and then he leaves. Fir'aun right away, what does he do? He goes to the drawing board right away. And he asks, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنِ اِتُونِي بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ. I want every single proficient expert magician to bring the meaning closer to you. What happens in basketball sometimes? There's something called the All-Star Weekend, right? So Fir'aun is not asking for magicians. He's asking for all-stars. So he wants to assemble an all-star team against Musa alayhi salam. So they are being called from all areas of Egypt. May Allah protect us from sihr. Say ameen. Sihr is real. Sihr is serious. Sihr is very effective. But it's very weak if you have protection of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's real. It's there. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ اُتُونِي بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ. Here, brothers and sisters, I want you to imagine invites are being sent to the magicians. Fir'aun wants you personally. So they all gather up and and they meet Fir'aun. What's going on? Fir'aun tells them what happened. Musa came. Okay. And he did this thing with a stick. It turned into a snake. He put his hand and turned to a flashing white light. And he's telling us that he's a messenger from Rabbul Alameen. Now Fir'aun is telling the magicians the message of who? Musa. So now they're learning about Islam. And now they heard about Yusuf alayhi salam, because not too long ago he was here in this same land. So anyhow, they're listening. So they said, "Ainna lana la ajran in kunna nahnu al-ghalibin." Will you hook us up with, you know, some bonuses if we beat him up for you? He says, "Bonuses? Yes, just money, not just money." Then he says, "Wa innakum idhan lamin al-muqarrabin." I'll give you money and I'll give you positions in the government. Subhanallah, very similar to today's time. There, every Fir'aun needs magicians. Remember that. Kul Fir'aun ila al-yawm, he needs magicians. At that time, it was actual magic. Today's time, it's something else. It might be social media. It may be actual wars. But the main thing behind it is distraction. That's what the Fir'auns of today want. They want distraction. Okay, I want you guys to be busy. Because if you have no distraction, you'll start waking up to the reality of life. Agreed? How many times? Let's be very honest. Kulna honest. You were on your phone, whatever app that you were using, Twitter, social media, and you were on it for like 30, 45 minutes. And then once you close, you lock the screen, you look at the time, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. You came to a realization, I just wasted my life. I just said, let me just pray at my house, because if I go to the masjid, it will take time. You spent more time than praying tarawih. Real. Oh, you know what? I can't do it now. Khalas, there's a halaqa, I have an exam. You spent more time on your phone than the whole time of halaqa. May Allah protect us, Ya Rab. So the distraction is being used. Ahna, by the way, when you use social media, you have to realize that to the most part, you're not a user of the social media. You're actually a product. Facebook actually sells your information. Right? So you're a product to them, and they sell it to other companies so they can put the actual ads. How many times you freaked out? You were just talking to your brother. I don't know, man. I'm just thinking to buy this 1987 Honda Civic. 1987? Yeah, khalas, 1987. There's no one out there. 1987. You hang up, you go on Facebook. Honda 1987, Dearborn, Michigan. How did you know that? Ya Allah. As-Sahara. As-Sahara. May Allah protect us, Ya Rab. Well, that's scary sometimes, right? So anyhow, so this is what happened to him. So the magicians, they come and they're learning. So he says, you know what? We will give you a big bonus and min al-muqarrabin, you will be of those who will be right next to me, government positions. Excellent. Is he done? La, Fir'aun wants the whole world to know. So he starts putting invites in the mailbox. Not nowadays, someone knocks. Hi, we're here on behalf of so-and-so. I'd like to endorse him. He's a great guy and he's going to change the economy. No, Jama'at Fir'aun, are you going to come or no? I'm coming. Okay, Jazakumullah. All right? That's how it was. It was forceful. It's like everybody, did you ever hear about a country where there's voting for the president and the president somehow gets 99.1% of the votes? Isn't that interesting? So how come you guys filled all these seats in your lecture? It was all voluntary. Like if they didn't show up, there's security outside. So subhanAllah, that's how Fir'aun was sending people. Everybody needs to show up. And subhanAllah, al-kayd alayh, wa makaru wa makar Allah. They tried to plot and the plot was against him. Everything was against him. But he just does not know any better. Anyhow, eventually they come to the stadium. And you want to imagine every seat is being filled. May Allah protect you, Ya Rab. And then in the midst of this, Fir'aun, I don't know what position, maybe in the middle, a huge stadium. And then people are cheering, Fir'aun, Fir'aun, bi'izzati Fir'aun. And all of a sudden, فَحَشَرَ فَنَادَ فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Very exciting. He says, I am your Lord. I am the Almighty. Cheering, exciting, وطبل, as some of the Arabs said, right? About whatever the government may want, whatever they need, we'll do it, even if it doesn't make sense. Yellow, the battle about to start. How many magicians are there? 50, some say 72. That's the lowest number that I read. Books of tafsir, they go in the asharat al-alaf. Tens of thousands were gathered from all of Egypt. So if we say roughly, example, 1,000, even if you say 100, that's very intimidating. You guys agree? 100, they have ropes, they have sticks, they're ready to display their ultimate magic. On the other side, who is there? Musa alayhi salam. Right before the battle starts, Musa wants to give one last advice. نصيحة واحدة, before we start. You want to hear it? نسمعها من موسى عليه السلام. Before the battle starts, look to what he says. He says, وَيْلَكُمْ لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Before I start and I display my signs that Allah sent to me, I ask you by Allah, I warn you, لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Do not fabricate lies against Allah. Do not promote Fir'aun as a god when you know he's not a god. You know he's not suitable to run for the government. Don't do this for the sake of dunya. وَيْلَكُمْ, I warn you. But what if we do? فَيُسْحِتَكُمْ بِعَذَابٍ. Allah will torture you and punish you. Not just Fir'aun, but everyone that assisted Fir'aun. When I was very, very young, my mom used to teach me. They asked Fir'aun, مِنِ اللي فَرْعَنَكْ أَلُوا مَا لَئِتْ حَدَ يَرُدْنِي. Fir'aun was asked, this is not an actual statement, factual statement, but it says, they asked, how come Fir'aun was Fir'aun? Like, why was he claiming to be God and so on? Then it was said because no one stopped him. He just kept going on and on and on. So these magicians were his right hand, and now they're using all of this, subhanAllah. So they have a big, big, يعني, amana on their necks, which may go against them. So he says, وَيْلَكُمْ فَيُسْحِتَكُمْ بِعَذَابِ. Allah will punish you. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ افْتَرَى. No one fabricates a lie except that they'll be exposed. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, at least Yawm al-Qiyamah. Do you think what Musa said moved them? Naam. Allah says, فَتَنَازَعُوا بَيْنَهُمْ وَأَسَرُوا النَّجْوَى. Haro, haro, haro. Come in, come in. All the magicians. طبعاً Fir'aun doesn't know what's going on. People don't know what's going on. So they all huddle and they're arguing. Listen, we're all stars here. We're no rookie. No one is a rookie here. Okay? That's not how magicians talk. هذا مش كلام سحرة. Okay? This is weird. And he's one against us all. Like, what did Fir'aun see to ask all of us to face him? Like, what does he have? Guys, one guy says, you know what? If it's magic, we got this, right? Yeah, we got this for sure. If it's magic, if he has sihr, we got this. But if he doesn't have magic, what's going to happen? So guys, just stop. Listen. In هَؤُلَاءِ لَسَاحِرًا. Let's all agree. Agreed? These two, Musa and Harun, are magicians. Don't change, don't confuse us. They're magicians. They want you to be kicked out of your land. يُخْرِجَاكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِكُمْ. Just copy-paste to what Fir'aun told the magicians. And that's what people brainwash today. A father, he has an issue with the ex-wife, he brainwashes the kids. The kids say exactly what dad says. Brainwashing. And it doesn't happen to kids, it happens to adults. Exactly what Fir'aun said. Musa wants to kick you out of your land. So the magician, Musa wants to kick us out of our land. The kids, Musa wants to kick us out of our land. The Muslims are terrorists. Muslims are, they, I will copy. You don't know what you're talking about, anything. Just media, forward, retweet. That's it. These two people are magicians. They want to kick you out of this land. And they want to take your positions, and they want to take our job. That's what they said. بطريقتكم المثلى فأجمعوا كيدكم. Let's go and put 110%. ثُمَّ أَتُوا صَفَّ. And come in straight ranks. وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ. And today, the successful one is the one who wins. Yalla, let's go back. Straight lines. So they go to Musa alayhi salam. And look what, to what they told him out of all the confidence. They said, Ya Musa, إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِي. You want to start the show? Or should we start the show? Musa wants to display confidence. He says, بَلْ أَلْقُوا. You start the show. You go for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَلْقَوْ حِبَالَهُمْ وَعِصِيُّهُمْ. So now they start throwing their sticks and their ropes. What happened? Every stick and every rope turned into a snake. It's an illusion. It's not real. As big as the stick is the shape of the snake. So it was scary. It was terrifying. Allah says, وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ. Irhab. What the magicians did, that was terrorism. Allahu Akbar. Irhab, that's what Allah says. They're the ones who are terrorizing the people, not Musa.
Alayhi salam. So do you think Musa saw the sticks or saw snakes? He actually saw snakes. Allah says, sihr, azim. Allah Jalla Jalalu said about the magicians, their magic was unbelievable.
Was so powerful, Allah said that. So even Musa, when he saw this, he saw it as snakes. What did he do? فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً Musa. Musa got scared. But what does فَأَوْجَسَ? He hid his emotion. Remember the last time? One snake, وَلَّا مُدْبِرَ وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ. They didn't even look back. That was with Allah. His iman grew. Imanu qawi shway. He didn't run. Though there's far more snakes than one. Agreed? His iman became stronger, but he's an insan. He was terrified. Allah told him, لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى. Don't be scared. You are going to be superior. امسك نفسك. You got this. You got this. إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ. What they did was the plot of magicians. And listen to everyone here. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. Allah makes it a foundational rule. Never is a magician successful when you do your adhkar, your protection, when you think of Allah and remembrance of Allah. Done? وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. Never is he successful or she is successful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى أَنْ أَلْقِ عَصَاكَ. Musa, it's your turn. What should you do? Throw the stick. Throw it. So Musa alayhi salam grabs his stick or staff and he throws it. People are excited. Fir'aun is celebrating. Don't be too fast. Why? That stick just turned to a massive snake. فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ. That snake, imagine, start going around the whole stadium, opening up its mouth. A huge head, even bigger and bigger than the first two times. Huge teeth, and now they're swallowing the sticks and the ropes. So if we say 1,000 magicians, even being very conservative, because some go as far as 70,000. How big does the snake have to be to swallow a rope and a stick, two items per person? You're telling, no, anaconda is unbelievably scary. So it went and it swallowed everything, and the magicians realized, this is not the khayyul. This is not an illusion. There's no jinn in there because this is a real hayya snake. So what happened right after that? All the people, not all the people, all the magicians, they went down into sajda. What happened? The magicians, the right hand of Fir'aun, they made prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened? They all became Muslim. Every single magician believed in La ilaha illallah. They said, Amanna bi Rabbil Alameen. Lala. We believe in the Lord of all beings. Who told him, Rabbil Alameen? Fir'aun and his people. Remember the prerequisite class they took, the intro to Musa 101? So they took this class. Oh, he's Rabbul Alameen. I mean, he is the slave of Rabbul Alameen. Rabbi Musa wa Harun, the Lord of Musa and Harun. They admitted, they submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fir'aun was angry. His whole focus was no longer Musa. You guys are going to go and turn against me? You guys, I was depending on you to show victory. Now you're against me? He says, أَهَمَنْتُمْ بِي قَبْلَ أَنْ أَذَنَ لَكُمْ. How dare you change your belief without getting permission? It's so weird, huh? Yeah, take permission. Take permission from who? From what? Because to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at what he said. He accused him of two things. He said, إِنَّهُ هَذَا مُوسَى. I know everything. I'm not dumb. I'm not stupid. إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرِ. You guys, all of you took classes from this guy. لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ. He's a big shot. I knew it. Not just that. إِنَّ هَذَا لَمَكْرٌ مَكَرْتُمُوهُ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. All of you are against me. All of you did this together. It was a plot. You used to meet in private. You plotted all of this. You throw on the snakes, whatever. And then he comes with a big snake. All of this was made up. I will show you who is more severe in punishment, me or your Rabbul Alameen. He says, لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ. I'm going to chop your body into pieces. مِنْ خِلَاف. I will cut your right arm, then your left leg. Then your left arm, then your right leg. وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ. And I will crucify you and make an example out of you on the palm trees branches or the trunks. And then you will know who has more severe punishment, me or your Lord. What do the magicians say? La dair. Who cares? In Arabic, toz. La dair. قطع وقطع. La dair. Inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. We're dying anyways. What happened to these people? How did they reach this level? Inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun, yani raji'un. Then they say, wama tanqimu minna illa an amanna. Your calamity, your musibah. We didn't say we're going to go against you. I didn't say Fir'aun we will kill you. I didn't say Fir'aun we're going to send snakes to you. All what we said is that we believe in Rabbil Alameen. That's it. And now you want to kill us and cut us into pieces? Anyhow, innama taqdi hadhi al-hayat al-dunya. Your limit of power is this dunya. Do whatever you want. As for us, we were seriously troublemakers. As for us magicians, we were the ones who helped spread corruption. وَمَا أَكْرَحْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ. You forced us. You paid us big money. You influenced us to do magic. But today, just like how we were the ones who spread corruption and we went public, today we will be the first ones to publicly say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. All the Sahara, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. طبعاً Fir'aun is about to lose his mind. And then now they're making da'wah, the Sahara. Everybody's paying attention. They tell them, they tell the whole stadium, forget about Fir'aun. All of you here, listen to me, as magicians. They say, whoever believes in Allah, min ذكرين أو أنثى, whether male or female, وهو مؤمن, while true believing, they will enter Jannah. تجري من تحتي الأنهار. Rivers will flow from underneath you. خالدين فيها. You'll be there forever. And whoever does a sin, Allah is fair. He will judge one سيئة for one. He will never multiply the sin the way he multiplies the good deed. And then Fir'aun, very angry, he went and he executed every single one of the magicians, cut their body into parts, and he crucified them on the palm trees, just like how he said. But subhanallah, just like how the magicians admitted, I want all of us to take this from them. They put their life on the line. La, they actually, their life went away. صح ولا لا? And you have to realize that what made them so great, that their story is in detail in the Quran, is their strength in saying we were wrong. And that's why I pray to Allah, all of us, including myself here, when we make a mistake, say, I am sorry. Wallahi, it does not lower you, rather it elevates you. Are we ready, inshallah, to commit to that? Sorry, not just to the creation, but also to Allah, and then tub ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want you to be like the magicians. When they saw the truth, what did they do? Accept it. So when someone tells you the truth, accept it. Whether that someone was your little brother, sister, whether that person is a Muslim or non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. If the truth comes to you, accept it. May Allah make us all humble. The acceptance of truth, the humbleness of the magicians is what got them to be from the morning. Magicians, as Ibn Abbas says, end of the day, who are they? Shuhada. And remember, they said, you can kill us. So as Fir'aun was cutting them into pieces, where were the magicians? In Jannah. Where specifically? Where are ash-shuhada? In the body of birds flying into Jannah. And he's like cutting them. And they're gone, ya Habibi. You're cutting a body. The soul is gone. Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us, ya Rabbil Alameen. And allow us to see that scene maybe in Jannah. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. So this happens. Do you think Fir'aun is happy? Is he done? La, he's not done. The advisors, they tell Fir'aun, you can't do this. What do you mean? Things got a lot worse. Agreed? You guys agreed it got a lot worse? We have to control it. What's the control plan? The control plan is the following. You need to do something about this. Musa is growing and growing in numbers, and he's becoming very strong. So Fir'aun gets angry. He says, okay, we will go back to what we used to do 40 plus years ago. What is it? We will start killing the babies again. We will start torturing them again. نُقَتِّلْ أَبْنَاءَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Especially the children of those who believe. You may ask, okay, why kill the children? Because if they're able to destroy a generation, there'll be a big gap, and they will not know what happened to their parents and then seek revenge. Like, for example, I know someone, okay, here in the city, who something happened to his dad when he was a little child. Very young man. And decades later, he's an old guy now. Today, recently, just this year, he knew the truth. Just this year. So this man, when he saw all the documents and so on, he's going to, inshallah, seek revenge for what happened to his dad. So my point being is that what Fir'aun is doing, if I'm able to get rid of this whole generation, there's no comeback. And today it happens same way. Ruin the youth, ruin the teenagers, destroy their mentality, destroy their mindset, make them weird, make them backwards, distract them. We want to ruin them until they become like, in our hands, like a remote control. May Allah protect us, Ya Rab. And may Allah protect our youth and children, Ya Rabbil Alameen. By the way, changing the mindset of an adult is very difficult, and you know it. And that's a good thing and a bad thing. Because if they were doing good, it's very difficult to make them go astray. And can you imagine, may Allah make our parents steadfast, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. Can you imagine our parents stop praying? For those who are very committed. Wallahi, no way. May Allah grant them steadfast, Ya Rab. But similarly, if they had bad habits, it's very tough to change that. They say, I've been doing this for 60 years. Khalas, who cares? Mom, dad, you're smoking. I've been doing it. I can't. It's very difficult. SubhanAllah. So they say, let's kill the entire generation. And things became so tough. And I'll end with this. It got so tough on Bani Israel. They were about to lose hope. And they tell Musa alayhi salam, they were a little bit rude. They were a bit rude. They said, we were udhina min qabli an ta'tiyana. Before you came, we were tortured. Babies were killed. Have a hard time. When ba'di ma ji'tana, and after you came, same thing. And wujudak zay adamak. Your presence is like your non-existence. Qillat adab. May Allah protect us, Ya Rab. طبعا, not all of them, but a big chunk of them. So Musa alayhi salam is telling them, ista'inu billahi wasbiru. Seek assistance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be patient. Don't give up. Don't be hopeless. Don't complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isbiru. Then what did Musa alayhi salam tell them? Perhaps Allah yuhlika aduwakum. Perhaps if Musa, Fir'aun is steadfast, Allah may destroy them. وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ. Then Allah will give you tests of blessings. Today you're tested through hardship. Pass. Tomorrow you may be tested through blessings, where you also will pass, but through gratitude. And you remember what I'm saying. So eventually most of them said, okay, تَوَكَّلْنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ. We place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But things got so bad because the da'wah of Musa went inside the palace. It's no longer Bani Israel, a couple Egyptians, the magicians. It got in. What do I mean got into the palace? Why? Who was affected? A few people are about to come out and say La ilaha illallah in the palace itself. Who are they, inshallah? We'll mention them in the last session.